Nearly half the nation's surface water is located in Alaska. That's more than 3 million lakes and ponds, 700,000 plus miles of rivers and streams, and 44,000 miles of coastline. And 99.9% of it meets national water quality standards. That's according to this year's Integrated Water Quality Monitoring and Assessment Report, which the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation provides to the EPA every 2 years. Jacqueline Estes from member station KMBA has more.
Environmental Programs Specialist Tim Stevens with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation says Alaska has the fewest impaired water bodies in the nation, and land managers are working to make that number even smaller.
We are improving. This year we took, I believe, 11 waters off our impaired water body list.
The state works with landowners and managers, municipalities, and other agencies to develop plans to improve water quality at listed sites, many of which are popular or well-known. Hydrocarbons pollute parts of Big Lake near Wasilla and Dutch Harbor in the Aleutians. Part of the Matanuska River near Palmer is polluted with residue and debris from a landfill. The Chena River has high sediments from urban runoff in Fairbanks. Others listed as not meeting water quality standards are more remote, such as the Red Devil Creek, which is contaminated from mining activities and feeds into the Kuskokwim River. Other water bodies have been damaged by residue from seafood processing, contaminated military sites, the timber industry, as well as urban development. Stephen says the Anchorage water bodies that don't meet standards have one thing in common.
Ship Creek is listed, Campbell Creek is listed, Little Campbell Creek. As far as lakes, we had Jewel Lake got delisted this year. It was on the list. Lakes Hood and Spinard were listed. Some of our smaller streams like Little Rabbit Creek, Little Survival Creek, Furrow Creek are listed for fecal coliform as well. They were all listed for fecal coliform bacteria, with the exception of Ship Creek, which is also listed for petroleum.
Fecal coliform is associated with germs that cause salmonella and other gastrointestinal infections and hepatitis A. When high counts of fecal coliform show up, managers look for failed septic tanks, people without access to sanitary facilities, concentrations of wildlife such as geese, and pet waste. To be sure of the source, watershed hydrologist Mel Langdon of the municipality of Anchorage says DNA tests are needed.
You have to take a lot of samples to be statistically valid in that, and those the analysis aren't cheap. So I'm not sure how extensively that's been done anywhere, and I don't believe it's been done in Alaska yet.
Stevens, however, is sure enough that pet waste is part of the problem that he recommends that pet owners take steps to help improve water quality.
I would encourage pet owners to make sure that they scoop the poop, pick up after their pets, not only when they take them for a walk in the parks, but at home in the backyard, because that can also drain off and get into our creeks as well, the pollutants from their fecal material.
Langdon says the municipality was successful in getting Jewel, Cheney, Hood, and Spinard Lakes into less impaired categories on the list through a Scoop the Poop campaign and other steps. The Kenai River was another success story. Stevens says several agencies worked together to reduce hydrocarbons in the Kenai River by helping boaters replace polluting engines.
And the Kenaitse Indian Tribe, through an EPA grant, had a buyback program where they would give you a coupon towards the purchase of a new engine if you traded in your older two-stroke engine. So that was an incentive program that helped those people that said really couldn't afford to get to give up their two-stroke to buy a new four-stroke. It gave them that little incentive to do that.
Stevens also encourages homeowners to avoid using too much fertilizer to avoid runoff into creeks and streams. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.